Joe Biden's loose borders kill, injure many migrant children. By Neil Monroe on February 27, 2023. The bipartisan establishment's border welcome for unaccompanied migrant children has helped kill 12 teenage workers in the United States since 2017, according to a weekend report in the New York Times. The deaths include a 14-year-old food delivery worker who was hit by a car while on his bike at a Brooklyn intersection, a 16-year-old who was crushed under a 35-ton tractor scraper outside Atlanta, and a 15-year-old who fell 50 feet from a roof in Alabama where he was laying down shingles, said the jarring February 25 report. Titled Alone and Exploited, Migrant Children Work Brutal Jobs Across the U.S. Many children are also injured as they work to pay off high-interest smuggling debts and support at-home parents and families, the New York Times reported. Unaccompanied minors have had their legs torn off in factories and their spines shattered on construction sites, but most of these injuries go uncounted. Paco Calvo arrived in Middlebury, Vermont, when he was 14 and has been working 12-hour days on dairy farms in the 4 years since. He said he crushed his hand in an industrial milking machine in the first months of doing this work. Pretty much everyone gets hurt when they first start, he said. President Joe Biden's pro-migration Labor Department tracks the deaths of foreign-born child workers but no longer makes them public, the newspaper noted. The outgoing chief is not trying to protect Americans from cheap imported workers. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people, Secretary Marty Walsh said in December. The federal government's quiet welcome for the child workers, dubbed as unaccompanied alien children, UAC, was opened in 2008 by unanimous vote in Congress. The workers are deemed unaccompanied even though they are normally escorted to the border by coyotes, often working on contracts with U.S.-based labor traffickers. The UAC pipeline was shut down by President Donald Trump in 2020 after the arrival of more than 400,000 children and teenagers, amid fierce establishment opposition. In 2021, it was promptly restarted by Biden as his progressives loudly portrayed the teenage workers as mere children who are fleeing persecution and poverty. Biden has imported more than 320,000 so-called UACs, most of who are seeking jobs, within his wave of at least 2.5 million southern migrants. GOP legislators are strangely silent about the Democrats' child worker scandals, even though the child abuse is far larger and more deliberate than Trump's supposed separation policies of 2018 and 2019. GOP leaders may be ignoring the political opportunity to shame and embarrass Democrats because they do not want to antagonize business donors by spotlighting the widespread use of illegal child workers. For example, one staffing firm that supplied children to meatpackers is owned by the Blackstone investment firm. In the run-up to the 2022 elections, Blackstone donated $34 million to the GOP as it backed candidates who opposed popular migration curbs. The New York Daily News reported on the death of a child migrant in 2017. A 14-year-old delivery boy who was fatally struck while pedaling across a Brooklyn street had come to the U.S. alone and dreamed of seeing his Guatemalan parents again, his devastated uncle told the Daily News on Sunday. He was new here. He only came a year ago, Estuardo Vicente said. But he wanted to help his parents. He sent them money whenever he could. The teenage migrants try to avoid federal safety inspectors and seek new jobs if they are excluded by worried employers. I still have to pay back my debt, so I still have to work. Mauricio Ramirez, age 17, told the New York Times. Children are also killed after they are allowed into the United States via the so-called Flores loophole that Trump also tried to close amid claims he was separating parents from children. Many immigrant parents have no choice but to have their children with them at work. ProPublica.org reported in a long article about the death of an 8-year-old migrant child who was killed by a reversing skid steer vehicle at the dairy farm where his father worked. It was difficult for Blondon, a Nicaraguan illegal, to hear what was happening around him. The skid steer that he was driving was loud and he was enclosed in its cabin. Blondon said he was focused on getting to the next corral quickly to clean it so that he could then move the cows on time. He began moving the skid steer in reverse to turn it toward the corral. Meanwhile, an engineer hired by the father, Rodriguez's attorneys to inspect the skid steer 2.5 months after Jefferson died said the machine's horn, backup alarm and rear lights didn't work. Each of these systems by themselves is designed to make the skid loader more visible or get the attention of persons near the machine, the engineer wrote in an August 2022 report. Had these systems been functioning, it is more likely than not that this accident would not have happened. The deaths of these children are in addition to the many children who die on the journey to the welcome offered by Biden and fellow progressives, including Alejandro Mayorkas, the pro-migration border chief. There were two images of his treacherous journey north that he couldn't get out of his head. Albinson Linners from Telemundo.com said about a Venezuelan migrant named Johan Torres. The first was how a migrant, person who resisted a robbery in Mexico, was killed with a machete. The other happened in the Panama jungle, when he saw a man leave behind his young daughter, waist deep in mud. He left her there, lying in the mud and crying. And I couldn't do anything because I was dying of exhaustion. But I can't forget that, he said with tears in his eyes. Other children are pushed into prostitution after progressives welcome them across the border. Breitbart reported in November, Veritas's camera crew spoke to a 16-year-old girl who said she had been used as a prostitute. She, her sponsor, was pimping me and I didn't like that, the girl told Veritas. Watch as a group of five unaccompanied alien children, UACs, stop to share their stories. The death, injury, and abuse of migrant children under Biden's policies get very little coverage by the pro-migration media managers and their powerless reporters. In 2019, for example, Vox.com emotionally blamed Trump when a migrant and his child drowned in the Rio Grande as he tried to sneak past Trump's border rules. This photo of a dead father and daughter shows the true nature of Trump's immigration policy. This is what nativism is. But there is little coverage, and no media outrage, about the harms done to child migrants under Biden's welcoming policies. Even though Biden's border with Mexico is the deadliest land crossing in the world, according to a 2022 report by the United Nations International Organization for Migration, more than 1,238 lives have been lost during migration in the North, Central and South Americas in 2021, among them at least 51 children, said the group's July 1 report. At least 728 of these deaths occurred on the United States-Mexico border crossing, making this the deadliest land crossing in the world, said the IOM statement, which added. The number of deaths on the United States-Mexico border last year is significantly higher than in any year prior, even before COVID-19, said Edwin Viles, author of the new IOM report on migrants in the Americas in 2021. Yet, this number remains an undercount. In early 2022, a family of four Indian illegal migrants, including an 11-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old boy, froze to death while crossing illegally from Canada. In mid-February, more children died in a bus crash on a migrant route in Panama championed by Mayorkas. Amid the growing death toll, many progressives openly welcome the illegal workers who serve them as grateful replacements for underpaid and alienated Americans. For example, Fabiola Santiago, a Cuban-born columnist at the Miami Herald, wrote on February 24 in favor of illegal migration into Florida. Talk to hospitality or construction managers, and they'll tell you the pickings of good employees are slim. When they do manage to hire, people don't stay on the job long. They're not up for long hours and hard work. Exasperated managers, doing their jobs and that of missing in action service workers, end up quitting, too. Yet, the state manages to thrive because it does have a constant pool of people willing to work hard. New, illegal, immigrants who bring the energy of necessity to the job. But that's Governor Ron DeSantis' signature copycat Trump politics. Targeting illegal migrant minorities to engineer a Florida that's as white and backward as possible, Santiago wrote. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.